You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee is taking issue with a new ranking by U.S. News & World Report, which claims that Oakland is the second most dangerous place to live in the U.S. Phil, let's start with that report. What does it say?
Well, it basically says what you just said, that Oakland, in their opinion, is the second most dangerous city in the United States. It's kind of ironic because the median price of a home in Oakland is $1 million. So you generally don't think of high crime or one of the highest in the nation being a city where homes go for $1 million. That's kind of like, what's going on there? Well, the story in Oakland is on who you want to listen to. If you listen to the mayor, she'll say that U.S. News and World Report is a bit out of line. The crime has actually dropped 20 to 30% violent or overall in the last year. If you listen to the Police Officers Association, which highlighted that report today, you'll hear that, yes, crime is down from last year, but last year was very, very high. This is something that's going on in the entire region. But the bottom line is that Oakland doesn't have the cops it needs to patrol the streets of Oakland or to protect the citizens. And they say, you know, the mayor can talk about crime being down, but just yesterday we had a smash and grab robbery where somebody drove a truck and car into a jewelry store and robbed it in broad daylight. And during that robbery, two of the beats in that area were empty because they didn't have enough cops to fill them.
Phil, you mentioned the Police Officers Association. They say the city needs a minimum of 877 officers. We got a statement from Mayor Lee. She says the city is close to reaching its goal of 700 officers. Well, that's a pretty wide gap there.
It is. Well, that's the aspiration versus the reality. The Oakland City Council, asked for a report, an independent report about staffing because there were questions about this. And the firm that came back with a report saying that they needed 877. This was back in 2023. They're not nearly close to that. You know, they are down at right now they have 649 sworn, but you have 130 that are out either on administrative or medical leave. So that gives you about 515 on the street. Oakland has now done what, you know, realistically, I guess it feels it has to do, which is said, okay, 877, we're never going to get there. Let's set a goal for 700. But it's questionable if they can even make that goal. The mayor says she's striving for it, but I'm not sure she's going to make it because right now they have 5 to 6 retiring or leaving the department every month. They're getting swept up by other departments that are in need of cops as well. So they're losing cops. They do have academy classes, but they're not matching the attrition rate. So they have a very fundamental problem where they are losing more cops than they're bringing in.
Is this a matter of public perception versus reality, or is Oakland really that dangerous?
It is a matter of, something with crime, they always say it's perception until it's you, then it's reality. And in Oakland, yes, I would say overall the feeling is that it has better than it was a couple of years ago when things were just really out of hand. But the question is, how long does it stay that way? Crime is kind of like the weather. When it's sunny, everybody takes credit for it. But when it's raining and howling, everybody is at a loss to explain why. And they'll start pointing fingers. But the question is, can Oakland maintain? That's the challenge Mayor Lee has. The Oakland Police Department is worried about it, and we will see how it comes. But I got to tell you, whether it's right or wrong, when you have a ranking like that in U.S. News & World Report, it doesn't help your stock.
Yeah, you don't put those in the brochures. Phil, thank you. KCBS insider Phil Matier will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.